Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Venkus, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I'm an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have the answers. So every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Tune in every week at 3:30 p.m. Central Time on Thursdays. That's our new day and time, at least for now. Or listen archive at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also find helpful videos at findingyourmomentum.com. And you can find us on Facebook by searching Momentum Fitness and Health. There you'll find videos, more of our radio blogs, and be able to keep up with what's going on with us. So we are now live streaming for our private Facebook group for our paying members, and we are still working on getting that YouTube feed up as well. Now, one of the biggest crazes in the past decade has been juicing, and those who know me know where I stand on juicing, so this is a bit more for people who don't know me. Now, many tout that it has healing properties and it has weight loss properties as well, from sites like Juicing Vegetables to documentaries like Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Now, Jack LaLanne juiced and lived to be 93 years old, selling his famous juicer. I used to own one myself. But is it really healthy? Well, that depends on who you ask and really what you compare it to. Juicing's proponents, who include celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow, claim the practice will provide you with energy, clear skin, and a body clear of toxins in a lighter frame. Juicing fresh veggies and fruits can be quite healthy, but healthy isn't necessarily synonymous with thin. So that's what we kind of have to look at. Does being thin necessarily mean being healthy? So the benefits of juicing start with convenience. It's much easier to drink a juice on the go than, say, eat pancakes or oatmeal. You will consume more fruits and vegetables than you normally would compared to, say, the standard American diet. Now, another advantage is that you'll be using up any fruits and vegetables that are about to go bad. So many will lose weight, at least initially, when they start juicing. This might be from a shock to the body and therefore, spark a weight loss program. Now, juice fruits and vegetables still retain some of their vitamin and mineral content. An 8-ounce glass of orange juice contains 13% of your daily potassium, 120% of your vitamin C, 2% of your calcium, and 25% folate, combined with 2 grams of protein and 23 grams of sugar and 0 grams of fiber. We're going to get to that in just a moment, trust me. Now, eating just one medium-sized orange, it's 131 grams or 2 and 5/8 inch diameter, contains 6% vitamin A, 116% of your vitamin C, 5% calcium, 1% iron, 5% of your potassium, 3% magnesium, 2% phosphorus, 1% zinc, 3% copper, 2% manganese, and 1% selenium, along with 1 gram of protein, 12 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of fiber. So you notice a difference there. There are more vitamins and minerals in an orange than there is in orange juice. And the important thing is there's more fiber. So let's kind of take a look at this, because it does say there's more vitamin C. Ooh, lost the phone there. Lost the microphone. So there is more vitamin C in a glass of orange juice than there is in one single orange. But what's interesting to note is that it takes 4 to 5 oranges to make an 8-ounce glass of orange juice. So to get to that 120% from 116% of your vitamin C, you have to go through four or five oranges. Now, if you just ate one orange, you're only 4% away from that 120. And an orange is going to include more vitamins and minerals as well. You didn't see manganese or copper or zinc in that orange juice as well. Now, drinking juices might be easier on the digestive system for some people who have digestive issues such as IBS or colitis. Since the fiber is removed, there's less stress on that system, on the digestive system. So juice would be better for someone who does have IBS or colitis. Another advantage is that you can hide veggies in juice for your kids. So if you're trying to get your kids to eat more vegetables, and they already might already eat some fruit, you can hide veggies in your juices. So really, who does this benefit? Obviously, it benefits kids, and it can benefit people with digestive issues, and it can aid in weight loss as well, as you are taking in less calories. But because there's no fiber, it doesn't always fill you up, and you're going to crave more. We're getting closer to that. So some of the disadvantages, though, is the machines that you use are a mess to clean up, so that takes away from your time efficiency. The mineral and vitamin content, as we already mentioned, is lessened by the extraction process. Juicing also removes some of the antioxidants and phytonutrients that are important for your health and helping to, you know, stave off certain cancers and stuff like that. Now, juicing can also be highly acidic, and it can wear on tooth enamel. So here's the main point that I really want to bring about. You can lose weight juicing, and losing weight is considered healthy to a point. If you're going to juice, however, you must take a fiber supplement to keep from being hungry again or find a way to use the pulp. The problem with a fiber supplement is it's not as effective as the fiber in the actual food. Your body has to break down the cellulose that's around it or the magnesium stearate that's coated in it in order to get to that actual fiber supplement. And most fiber supplements, especially if you're getting them from places like GNC or Walmart or Walgreens, even Jewel, they're mostly fillers. So you're really not getting that much anyway. So now sugar from juice fruits and vegetables is just like processed table sugar in a way. The fiber and the germ are removed, and you are left with just starch, and that's how it reacts in your body. It reacts the same way as that processed sugar. It can spike your blood sugar and your energy for a short period of time and then leave you flat afterwards craving more. Now, because of this, if you are diabetic, you should not juice. Juice will spike your insulin, and that's not good for those that are hyperglycemic. So to put it into perspective, I wouldn't call juicing healthy per se, like if you're looking for an overall healthy thing, but I would call it healthier compared to the standard American diet. You're going to get more nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and less calories than you would from a cheeseburger, fry, and a Coke, or even other processed foods. So, yes, it's definitely on the healthier side of things. But if you're trying to be absolutely perfect, I wouldn't go that route again, because when you're removing that fiber and the germ, you're getting that just the starch. Now, many of the foods that we eat today that come in boxes, bags, and cans are devoid of a lot of those nutrients that we need. Now, juicing at home is definitely less processed and contains more nutrients that we need to function and ward off chronic illnesses. So, again, I'm not saying that juicing is ultimately bad, but juicing to start a weight loss program is fine. I'll say that. It's not great, but it's fine as long as you are not pre-diabetic or diabetic. But again, due to that low fiber content and calorie content, I wouldn't call it very sustainable. So I wouldn't replace all of your food with juicing. If you're replacing one meal a day with a juice, I'd say you're fine, but I wouldn't replace everything with juicing. So if you're going to juice, don't waste that pulp by throwing it out either. Use it. You can put it in muffins that are made with oat flour, so you can have a minimally processed, and if you don't add any sugar to it, sugar-free muffin with its own natural sweetness from that pulp, or you can freeze it and make it into freezer pops as well. So we know we all need to get more fruits and vegetables. in our diet, and then I think that there's a little bit better of a way to do that than juicing. You can, of course, eat more salads, raw vegetables, and fruits as snacks, but it's not always convenient to do that. So instead of juicing, those of you know me already know I'm going to say this, try blending. Blending your fruits and vegetables. There are far more benefits to this style of fruit and veggie consumption. And it doesn't necessarily have to be into a smoothie. You can actually make what we call nice cream. And I will have a video on this coming soon. I didn't like the first one I shot, so I will be shooting a video on how to make nice cream with frozen fruit. So no added sugar, which is awesome. So the good things, the benefits of actually using a blender and blending your foods or blending your fruits and vegetables is it's higher in fiber. You're going to keep that fiber in there. You're not going to shoot it out the back, and you're going to get everything you need from your smoothie. Anybody who has done the 7-day healthy eating plan has seen this. It's like, oh, this, you know, it's a lot of food going into your blender. It ends up being lower calorie, but it fills you up because it's higher fiber. And it can also contain protein, and protein also keeps you fuller longer. You're going to keep all of your phytonutrients and your antioxidants in there as well. Maybe not all, but most of them. Some of it will break up a little bit. It's going to contain your minerals and your vitamins as well. You're not going to lose the vitamins and the minerals that you would from juicing because it goes out with the pulp. Again, same thing as juicing. You're going to use more fruits and vegetables than normal. It's easy on the go. You use up your fruits and vegetables that are about to spoil. And it's of anything most sustainable because, again, you're getting fiber, you're getting carbohydrates, you're getting good carbohydrates. It's keeping you fuller longer. Easier to clean, especially if you have something like a Vitamix or something like that. Very easy to clean when you're done. And then also it's going to help aid you with weight loss because, again, you're fuller longer. And you're going to consume less calories, and that's what we're trying to do here, without it being just, you know, the sugars. What are some of the downsides? Of course, there's downsides. It's thicker, so for some, it's harder to drink. I always suggest, because I can't drink mine thick as well, and I can't drink mine warm, and when you blend it long enough to make it thinner and add water to it, it will warm up. So blend it with a little bit of spring water and ice. All of my smoothie recipes, you'll notice, always have spring water and ice. You see that through our weekly challenge this week on a green smoothie a day. Every single one of them says add spring water and ice to make it a little bit more palatable. So you can calorie overload with a smoothie if it's blended with yogurt or a flavored milk. It kind of defeats the purpose if you're using something like chocolate milk because you're going to add sugar back in. And again, it is harder on people with IBS or colitis. So if you have IBS or colitis and you're not diabetic, go ahead and juice. So again, overall, I think blending is healthier than juicing is. I don't think juicing is bad, except in certain situations. In some situations, it's actually going to be better for some people. So it really just depends on what you've got going on in your life. If you've got IBS or colitis or any kind of digestive issue that doesn't allow you to process fiber without any kind of discomfort. So, again, if you want to use it, if you want to juice, I'd say juicing once a day, not so bad. Replacing all your meals with juice, I think, would be detrimental to your health and can spike your blood sugar and possibly, I'm not a doctor, possibly lead to hyperglycemia. So be careful with it. And if you can, if you're going to juice, again, use that pulp. Make sure you're using that pulp somewhere. Again, bake it into muffins or bread or whatever you can use it, or freeze it and make pops out of it. Now you can join me next week as I talk about how athletes are using whole food nutrition in old school training programs to gain an edge. Yeah, old school training programs, no machines, no fancy programs, anything like that. They are using dumbbells and kettlebells and medicine balls. And for those of you who have been in our classes, probably sounds very familiar. And they are using these kinds of exercises to gain an edge. But the more important thing is a lot of these athletes are switching to whole food nutrition. Even right here in Chicago, our very own Jake Arrieta, who I'll discuss a little bit more in depth about what he does in order to make sure his performance is top-notch on the baseball diamond. So, again, look for helpful videos, articles, and guidance on our website and on Facebook. Until next time, I hope that we can help you find your momentum.
That's all that I am now. That's all.